Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A Harare magistrate today remanded the editor of the Sunday Mail newspaper, Edmund Kudzai, in custody on allegations of terrorism.
All the matters have been referred to the High Court for bail application. The moment a person is charged with a third stage offense and the prosecutor general opposes bail, we have to apply to the High Court, not the magistrate's court, because they won't have the jurisdiction.
Youth Minister Francis Nema says some 300,000 children are being forced to drop out of school every year due to socio-economic challenges.
Parents are facing a great problem. You get so much problem. Besides school fees, even the exercise books that cost us maybe a rand or so, you can hardly get that dollar.
And the International Monetary Fund says Zimbabwe faces serious midterm problems in achieving sustainable growth due to policy inconsistencies.
A Harare magistrate today remanded the editor of the Sunday Mail newspaper, Edmund Kudzai, in custody on allegations of terrorism. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
The editor of the state-controlled Sunday Mail Weekly, Edmund Kudzai, was arraigned before the court for the second time today since his arrest last week Friday. He was brought to court in handcuffs, wearing a khaki prison garb. Kudzai is facing charges of attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government and communicating statements that are prejudicial to the state. He is accused of running a faceless character on Facebook called Baba Jukwa, that is critical of the ZANU-PF leadership. Provincial magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe remanded Kudzai behind bars, saying he had no jurisdiction to hear a bail application in such a serious matter, and asked the accused editor to approach the High Court. Kudzai's lawyer, Admire Rubaya, confirmed this development.
What has happened is that all the matters have been referred to the High Court for bail application. The reason being that the moment a person is charged with a third stage offense and the prosecutor general opposes bail, we have to apply to the High Court, not the magistrate's court, because they won't have the jurisdiction. As of now, we don't know, but we are definitely going to fail today.
This followed submissions by State Counsel Tawanda Zwekare, who had suggested the bail application be heard in the High Court because it was a third schedule offense, meaning that it is a very serious matter. Although the state accuses the Sunday Mail editor of being the faceless cyber character, Baba Jukwa also posted messages on his Facebook page on Sunday while Kudzai was behind bars. Meanwhile, police are reportedly looking for the editor of the privately owned Zimbabwe Independent Weekly newspaper, Dumisani Muleya, who is currently on leave. The law enforcement agents reportedly visited the paper's offices in Harare but could not find Muleya. Police spokesperson Cherit Charamba confirmed that the police are keen to interview Muleya but could not disclose the reason. Recent newspaper articles linked two Zimbabwean journalists based in South Africa to the Facebook character, but the scribes have distanced themselves from Baba Jukwa. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.